o'clock. All right. I would like to officially declare the ordinary meeting of Council for the Shire of Northampton open at 2 o'clock. I would like to welcome everybody to today's meeting. I'd like to start with acknowledgement of country. So we would like to respectfully acknowledge the Yamatji people, who are the traditional owners and first people of the land on which we meet. We'd like to pay our respects to the elders past, present and future, for they hold the memories, the tradition, the culture and hopes of the Yamatji people. Item number 3 is attendance, and we have apologies today from Councillor Gibb. We have no approved leave of absence. Move now to item number 4, which is declarations of interest. Please, Andrew.
Thanks, Madam President. I have a declaration of financial interest from Councillor Carl Suckling in relation to item 9.2.5, proposed commercial lease of Unit 4, Lot 83, Kitson Circuit, Northampton, to Cross WA Proprietary Limited. And the nature of interest held is that Councillor Suckling has been helping with the business setup through informal advice and discussion.
Thank you. No other declarations of interest? We'll move now to number 5. We have no people in the gallery, so obviously there will be no public question time this afternoon. So we'll move to item number 6. 6.1, we have no petitions. 6.2, no presentations. 6.3, no deputations. 6.4, we'll move to councillor reports. And I'm very pleased to say that I have nothing to report since the last meeting, which that's great. Councillor Hay. Councillor Pike.
Yes, KBC on the 25th of the 8th. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Suckling, Carl Suckling.
NCC on just the 5th of September. Sorry, it wasn't. It was the 1st of September.
Thank you. Councillor Burgess.
Because I missed the meeting before, on the 23rd of the 7th, I had a met with yourself and Andrew at Jimmy's house with Mr. Sanderson staff with civil legal on the 24th with Joy Thomas and the 08th with Mandy Bloom and the special budget meeting, order meeting. And on the 7th of the 8th, we had the road inspection. On the 7th. And then Carl and myself had an informal meeting with Neil and Sean on
Friday.
A week ago.
Yeah.
A week ago.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Okay, so you'll have to work that date out. Thank you. Councillor Rosalind Suckling.
I have nothing to report myself.
Thank you. Okay, we'll move to item seven, which is the confirmation of the previous minutes. So would somebody, hopefully you've had a look at the minutes that were held of the ordinary meeting of council on the 21st of August, 2025. Is someone happy to move that those minutes be true and correct, please? Thanks, Councillor Hay. Do we have a seconder for the motion? Councillor Pike, are we happy to move that those be true and correct? Thank you, I'll take that as carried. We will move item number 8. We have no motions of which previous notice has been given. So we'll move to section 9, which is the officer's report. The first item for our discussion and approval is the monthly financial statements for the period ending the 31st of July 2025. So you will have had a chance to have a look through the attachments of all of the financial statements and information there presented until the end of July. Is someone happy to move that Council receives the monthly financial report for the period ending the 31st of July 2025 in accordance with that attachment 9.2.1? Thanks, Councillor Rosalind Suckling. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Burgess, thank you. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Suckling?
No.
Are we happy to move that? All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. We'll move to the next item, which is 9.2.2. And again, this is because of our financial year. So we're doing exactly the same for the period ending the 31st of August. So again, the information has been presented in the attachments. Is someone happy to move that Council receives the monthly financial report for the period ending the 31st of August 2024 in accordance with attachment 9.2.2? Thanks, Councillor Rosalind Suckling. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Carl Suckling. Is there any dissent to accepting that? No, we'll take that as carried. Thank you. The next one is 9.2.3, which is the proposed list of accounts for endorsement as of today, and that's for the month of August 2025. So you've had a chance earlier to have asked any questions of particular accounts. Is someone happy to move the officer's recommendation as stated on page 13? I'm not going to read out all of the EFT payments and numbers. Is someone happy to move that, please? Thanks, Councillor Burgess. Seconded, Councillor Hay. Is there any dissent to accepting that? No, we'll take that as carried. Thank you. The next one, 9.2.4, which is the proposed disposal of industrial unit, which is unit 1 at lot 83 Kitson Circle, Northampton, by way of lease. So the information is presented in the officer's report, and also Michelle gave us an outline in her report earlier. Is someone happy to move the officer's recommendation that Council number 1 authorises the Chief Executive Officer to advertise by public notice for prospective lessees for the disposal of Unit 1, which is lot 83 Kitson Circle, Northampton, by way of a lease? And number 2 notes that in the event of a preferred proponent, in the event that a preferred proponent is selected by Council, it will be necessary for the proposed lease to be advertised and to comply with the requirements of Section 3.58 of the Local Government Act 1995. Andrew explained that earlier. Is someone happy to move that motion, please? Thanks, Councillor Rosalind Suckling. Seconded, Councillor Burgess. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Suckling? No. Does anyone wish to speak against this motion? Any comments or questions? I will put that to the vote. All those in favour? That is carried. The next one is item 9.2.5, and I'll ask Councillor Carl Suckling to step outside. Thank you. So again, similar, all of these leases are being, those four industrial units are being looked at. The information has been laid out very clearly, so I draw your attention on page 25 to the officer's recommendation. So there are 4 points. So the council, subject to section 3.58 of the Local Government Act, subject to point 4, and I'll go to that in a minute, agreed to dispose of the property unit 4, lot 83 Kitson Circle, to Cross WA Proprietary Limited in accordance with point 2, which states that that council undertakes a local public notice process to dispose of unit 4. Lot 83 Kitson Circle to Cross WA Proprietary Limited as outlined. Point A, a lease agreement for a term expiring the 30th of June 2030 with a renewal option for a further term of 5 years. B, a discounted rental value of $7,500.58 plus GST and outgoings is payable for the first year of business to the 30th of June 2026. And C, that the market rental value payable under the lease commencing the 1st of July 2026 be $11,500 plus GST per annum, plus outgoings in line with the independent market valuation dated the 11th of August 2025 and subject to indexation in accordance with the terms of the lease. Number 3, the Council authorises the Chief Executive Officer to negotiate the commercial terms of the lease between the Shire of Northampton and Cross WA Proprietary Limited. And finally, point 4, make final determination of the matter after considering any public submissions made from point 2 above. Is someone happy to move that, please? Thanks, Councillor Rosalind Suckling. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Pike, do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Suckling?
No, it's very clear.
Councillor Pike, do you wish to speak to the
motion? Very clear, no.
Does anyone wish to speak against this motion? Are there any comments or questions? The only comment that I'll make is I think we do want to encourage this business to get up and running. It's important. We have had a successful Thai business in town, and it's important that we continue to have that. So I would be in favour of this. And with that, I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. Can you, someone ask Councillor Carl Suckling to come back in, please? So, for your information, Councillor Suckling, that was passed by all councillors. We'll move to the next one, which is 9.2.6, which is the recovery of rates debt, proposed action to take possession of the land at lot 41 Clotworthy Street, Kalbarri. So the officer's recommendation on page 29, that council exercise the provisions, section 6.64 of the Local Government Act 1995, and take possession of lot 41, which is number 23 Clotworthy Street, Kalbarri, due to the non-payment of rates, and proceed with the process to sell the property to recover the existing debt. And also number two, authorise the CEO to facilitate the process of the sale of lot 41, 23 Clotworthy Street, Kalbarri, in accordance with the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996. Is someone happy to move that, please? Thanks, Councillor Burgess. Do we have a seconder? Thanks, Councillor Carl Suckling. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Burgess? Councillor Suckling, do you wish to speak? Does anyone wish to speak against this motion? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. The next one, 9.3.1, which is the proposed revised dates for the Kalbarri Open Air Music Festival. So you'll recall this has come to council a couple of times already this recently. So I'll draw your attention on page 34 to the officer's recommendation that council number one approve the applicant's proposed dates of the 1st and 2nd of May 2026, which falls far enough away from Easter that it doesn't implicate Easter or the school holidays. So approve the applicant's proposed event dates of the 1st and 2nd of May 2026, subject to management and approval of event application, including event management and noise management plans. And also number two, advise the adjacent accommodation businesses on Porter Street of point one. Someone happy to move that, please? Thanks, Councillor Pike. Seconded Councillor Carl Suckling. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Pike?
No, it's very clear, Madam
President. Councillor Suckling, do you wish to speak to the motion? Does anyone wish to speak against this motion? I'll put that to the vote. That is carried. Thank you. The next one, which is 9.3.2, which is the report on the Kalbarri Development Association Staying in Place program for the 2024-25 financial year. So you will have had a chance to look at this report as well as the attachment, which sets out the report for the previous financial year. This must be passed by absolute majority. So I draw your attention on page 39 that Council firstly received the audited financial report relating to the Kalbarri Development Association Staying in Place program for the 24-25 financial year. Number two, notwithstanding Council's previous resolution, which was passed in the June meeting, is that correct, of last year, that we reduce the 2025-26 financial year contribution from $25,000 to $21,617.30 on the basis that the funding provided was within that, was not fully expended last year. And number three, amend the 2025 and 26 Shire of Northampton annual budget in accordance with point two. Is someone happy to move that, that recommendation, please? Thanks, Councillor Burgess. Seconded Councillor Rosalind Suckling. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Burgess? Councillor Rosalind Suckling? Is there anyone who wishes to speak against this motion? Any comments or questions? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. We'll move now to the next section, 9.4.1, which is the planning decisions for August 2025. So that is, they are listed in attachment 9.4.1. Is there any dissent to receiving the report? Is everyone happy to receive that report as it's stated?
Need a mover.
Sorry, beg your pardon. Is someone happy to move that? Thanks, Councillor Rosalind Suckling. Do we have a seconder? I'm happy to second that. Is there any dissent to accepting that? No, I'll take that as carried. Thank you. The next, planning item 9.4.2, the retrospective approval to proposed retaining wall lot 264 number 5 Stamodia Street, Kalbarri. Again, this particular property has come before council previously, so you will probably be quite familiar with some of the detail of that, and that it's laid out in the report quite clearly. I'll draw your attention on page 48 to the officer's recommendation. There are four, I won't read it all out, there are four numbered points and also four advice notes. Is someone happy to move that?
Sorry, Madam Chair, just before you do,
yes.
I apologise for interrupting, I just realised that the word maximum that has been used in condition three when it should in fact be minimum, if that's the council's intention to ensure a 1.8.
Okay, so at point three, it should be minimum.
Minimum of 1.8, if that's council's intent to require a 1.8 fence.
Yeah. Okay.
Through the chair, perhaps, Madam President, if council intends to move as per the officer recommendation, just move as per officer recommendation with the change in point three to minimum.
Thank you. So is someone happy to move the officer's recommendation, noting that it's minimum in place of maximum? That's just a typo. So that the increased, the height of the screening, the minimum, it's a minimum 1.8 metres rather than maximum. Happy to move that, Councillor Burgess. Do we have a seconder for that? Thanks, Councillor Carl Suckling. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Burgess? Councillor Suckling, do you wish to speak to the motion? Does anyone wish to speak against that motion? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you for that correction. We'll move to the next one, 9.5.1, which is the building approvals report for August, as stated in attachment 9.5.1 number 1. Is someone happy to move that council receive the building approvals report? Thanks, Councillor Rosalind Suckling. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Hay, is there any dissent to accepting that? No, I'll take that as carried. Thank you. The next one is 9.7.1, which is the proposed Shire of Northampton parking local laws. And this has come again because of the not getting it into the Minister and the Standing Committee. So it's the officer's recommendation, 4 points. I won't read that out. Is someone happy to move that as it's stated, please? Thanks, Councillor Burgess. Seconded, Councillor Rosalind Suckling. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Burgess? Councillor Suckling, do you wish to speak to the motion?
No.
Anyone wish to speak against? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. Next one, 9.8.1, which is information items, maintenance and construction of the works program. As there's an attachment 9.8.1, and we heard from the report from Neil before lunch. Is someone happy to move that council receives this report, the Executive Manager of Works and Technical Services information items? Someone happy to, thanks to Councillor Pike, has moved that we receive that. Seconded, Councillor Rosalind Suckling. Is there any dissent to accepting that? Nope, I'll take that as carried. Thank you. The next one, 9.9.1, which is the consideration of the unconfirmed minutes of the Road Infrastructure and Plant Advisory Committee meeting, which was held on the 12th of August 2025. So that those minutes are set out in your list of attachments, 9.9.1. Is someone happy to move that council receive those unconfirmed minutes of the RIPAC meeting? Thanks, Councillor Burgess. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Carl Suckling. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Burgess? Councillor Suckling. Does anyone wish to speak against? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour of accepting those minutes? That is carried. Thank you. So that's the end of our report section. We'll move now to item number 10. We don't have any late reports. Item 11, we don't have any response from to questions from members taken on notice. That's correct, isn't it? 11.2, are there any questions from members for this particular meeting? No. Item number 12. Does anyone have any motions for consideration at our next meeting? No. Item number 13, does anyone have any new business of an urgent nature which will need to be introduced by the decision of the meeting? No. Number 14, does anyone have any applications for leave of absence in the future? No, that's good. Well, if there's no further business, I would like to declare the September meeting closed at 2:20. Thank you. Meeting closed.